What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real. I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off. Tell them why you mad.
15 people have asked if they could eat my ass in the past 72 hours, and I have not met one of them.
I'm not taking one for the team.
People on this beautiful panel are capping, ladies and gentlemen.
I did not smash.
You kissed it, though.
I didn't care sending them out.
Because you do not have to tackle a person to make a good block.
This is a reward for having sex raw. Oh, I'm feeling good today. It is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful episode. You are listening to the Fig Mad Podcast with Fousey B. I'm Fousey B. Ready to get busy. Before we jump into it, want to send a big rest in peace shout to Tina Turner, Queen. They say that Ike beat you to death, but now you get there. You in heaven. We don't think he did. But either way. Did not read the comments while you do your monologue. So we here. But no, rest in peace. She was a beautiful soul. I mean, she was 83. So while we are upset that she's transitioning, I saw something just today I was reading, ironically, and it was like, when you cry for the dead, are you crying for the dead or are you crying for you? You're not crying because they're dead. You're crying because you missed them. And more than likely, they don't want you sad. They want you living life. So live life, play some of her music, you know, rest in peace again. We'll continue to play your music and get those samples on the hip hop music we love so much. Now, got some good topics today for you people out there, all 1,679 of you. I was just guessing on how many people are going to listen to this episode. I have a great cast with me. A Fig Mad Mafia is in the building. Let me introduce y'all. We'll start with my guy, my friend, my mans, Robbie. Go ahead and let them know who you are, what you do, how they can get in contact with you. Mr. Sponsored by Anheuser-Busch, getting that Anheuser-Busch money, getting that movie money. I mean, the guy just gets bags. Go ahead, kind sir.
Yo, what's up? My name is Robbie, aka DJ R Dot, DJ locally, Charleston, Southeast, wherever the check takes me, I'm there. I also do craft services in the movie business, which is basically on set catering. They have a caterer that does breakfast and lunch, and we're basically on set all day with the actors and everybody that's working behind the scenes, supplying them with everything they need literally all day. So one of the main actors need us to go to the fucking Jersey Mike's to get him a special sub. We got to go to Jersey Mike's to get that fucking sub at the end of the day. Again, I DJ around town. It's more than weekend, so it's about to be a busy weekend for me. So you can follow me on Instagram at DJRDOT. That's at DJR dot. You can find me at DJRDOT.com.
Perfect. Next up. This young lady is on my kickball team on Sundays, not the Nasty Ninjas. She's on the other one. Pitches love big kicks. She's a funny person. She keeps it 1,000. Kara, go ahead and let them know who you are. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kira. I am on an admin team for a pretty boring office job, but living the dream. And I don't have anything really exciting. Like, that's a hard one to follow. If anyone needs to get in touch with me, you can definitely find me on social media and we'll just start there, but I don't think anyone needs to.
I know one guy who might need some.
We will get into that.
Next up is man, this is his third week in a row of being on here, but that's okay. Because I've known this guy since college. Brian, go ahead and let him know. I mean, you already did two introductions 2 weeks previously, so just tell him who you are again.
Hello, world. It's me again, Brian. So happy to be back. See, this what it means to be a good guest, man. You got to provide good conversation. You know, it helps to bring a bottle of some thing every now and then, again, you know. Always happy to be back. You know what I'm saying? Thankful for the opportunity. Fousey knows a lot of talented, intelligent, funny people. He just continuously chooses to use me, and I am thankful for that.
Free content. Who wouldn't use it? Did I forget anybody? Oh, yeah. And then the guy who's the reason we're recording late.
I believe that's me.
Tell them who you are, and don't forget to plug your podcast.
Nah, I need the introduction with the gunshots. I need the sirens. I need the flux bombs. I need the intro. You introduce everybody.
All right,
else.
All right. Coming out of New York, the borough of boroughs.
Get the gunshots going.
Brooklyn, Mr. Apple himself, Mr. Get the Bag by Any Means Necessary, Mr. Family Man, Mr. Just Had His Birthday Not Too Long Ago.
Hey.
Stepping up is Hollywood, because he went from Brooklyn to Hollywood and back again. Speak to the people.
Man, listen. You forgot it's Mr. Nate's chasing me, and he's on my heels. I heard that slick talk when he was here on my birthday. I am here to have a good time. Hollywood 1026, if you want to find me personally. If you want to listen to the Whatever Face podcast, which is on every streaming platform, not too much on Whatever Face. You can catch me anywhere. If you want to Instagram me or Twitter me, it's _@WhateverFace. And Kira's right to follow DJ R. Dot with his long, lovely, what he does. I'm like, I'm about to make some stuff up. Like, goddamn.
I wish I said better things.
It's okay.
All I'm right, Secretary of Defense. That's what I'm gonna come up with. For all of this stuff. Shit.
All right. The first topic today
is it an unsolicited dick pic?
I did not receive those. Relax. First topic: push presents. Yay or nay? Survey finds more moms say no to birth babbles. Now, before I get into this little article, which I don't have to get into much, I just recently found out what a push present was. A push present is a gift that you give your significant other, your wife, your girlfriend, your mistress, whoever, when they're having a baby and they're pushing out a baby. It's a special postpartum gift for a new mom. So if it's a new mom, that means that if she already had kids before, she don't get one. I don't understand it.
It's a scam is what it is. It's a scam.
So I'm guessing you didn't get Lady Hollywood a push present.
I don't know, nigga. You crazy? I got
it. Corey, crazy? The Hollywood rule is already violated. 1 minute into the. All right. So experts say while giving push presents is a growing trend, it's not for everyone. A survey of nearly 8,000 found that 45% of respondents were not fans of push presents, while 28% loved the idea. And 26% didn't know what it was. I refuse to believe that that low of people do not know what it is.
Right. I feel the same.
Right.
One lady said there's no shame in her game. She said her girlfriends put the idea of a push present in her head when she was pregnant with her daughter back in 2010. She said, I love presents, so I jumped on it. As in, you made your husband get you a specific gift. You didn't jump on it. Her husband was not on board. He called her crazy and saying no way to her overboard suggestions. She said her bold move was okay for one reason only. You can ask a spouse or a partner, but requesting a gift from someone outside of that is tacky. It's stupid too. Also, it's best not to register. So people have registries for push presents. I've never heard this.
That's too much.
Look, Lorita ended up having, watch this. Lorita ended up having two planned C-sections. So her husband said he ain't even pushed to get the present.
You're not even pushing. What are you pushing? But pushing the epidural? She's not even doing that.
He came through and he got his wife a designer diaper bag she wanted. See, that's not a push present, right? You get shit like that at baby showers.
That's a baby shower gift.
I saw where this dude got his wife a car for her push present. I said, what?
What?
Yeah.
Maybe she had a raggy-ass car, man. I mean,
here's a safe car He's a safe call.
Yeah, yeah.
For the kids. All right, I get it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't have any kids, but I don't, I'm not against it. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say I had a girl and she wanted, you know what I'm saying? And she requested a pushback. If it wasn't something crazy, I'd be like, you know what I'm saying? All right, fuck it. But if she wanted a diamond ring, I'm like,
so basically what this is this is a reward for having sex raw. Is that what it is?
Literally. Yeah.
Kara, when you have a baby, you want a push present?
Okay. So as a woman, I love gifts. I love giving them. I love receiving them. I love it. Total love language to me. I think that a push present is total bullshit. I have worked with so many women. The only reason you have a push present is literally so that you go into work after you've had your baby and you flash it around to everyone. My husband got me this as a push present, like they didn't pressure it, like they didn't pick it out, like they didn't freaking tell their husband or boyfriend or baby daddy, whoever it is, to literally buy them this gift so that they can show it off. There's no sentimental value. It's nothing of meaning. It's literally, I think it's just
trash. It's not really, it's not a gift. It's a request granted.
I think it's
a request.
Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
Woman.
What's she going to do? Not push it out? Like, you got to.
You're right.
Like, you got to have the baby, big dog. Like, you
know. No, she's going to get the C-section. Oh, no. I refuse to get my present.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean. Like,
what are you getting what are you getting for the man? Yeah, like what are you getting for him? Because you're both raising this kid together regardless.
He did the initial pushing. I'm just saying. Hollywood. That is true.
Hollywood,
are you got enough top for that.
you Hollywood, you're not doing this, and why are white people doing this? You're on mute.
No. I couldn't get my mute button. I don't know what happened to mute this now.
I said, why are you not doing this, and why are white people doing this?
I did it for my first child because it was my first child. I got
Wait. What'd you get?
Wow.
A Pandora bracelet or something like that? I don't remember.
Did it say I'm best freestyle. Mom in
I can
the
make
world?
It up. Hey, we don't fact check up here. I can make it up. Yeah, I got
a So is it a push press? Is it this is like hush money? Like, all right.
Hey, I don't got to hear your mouth.
Right, yeah.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, like, you get the gift and,
I did it because it was my first kid. Like,
Hollywood, did you get a first dad present?
Hello, my kid was my first dad present.
Funny how that worked.
Right.
I said that.
In that case, that should have been her present, too.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's not how that works. All right, let's move on. So push presents are... extortion.
Pretty much.
This next subject. I'm actually glad Brian is here for this because I tagged you on something like this earlier.
I did. Yeah, I saw it, man.
So I want to ask y'all. Actually, I'm gonna let him go last, but I want to ask if y'all don't know what he does for his 9 to 5 is he is a massage therapist. When I met the man, he was a stand-up comedian. His career trajectory went up, but So there's these things called intimate massages. And I sent y'all the video if y'all seen it. It's just this one guy. I don't want to say his name because I don't think he does a good job. If that was my girl, he wouldn't be making these no more. It's basically like he's imitating sex. You know, it's basically dry humping, right? Like got these bad girls. He's dry humping and he's calling it a massage. He's smacking on their asses. He's moving their bodies. He's gyrating them. R-Dot, would you book one of these? And this guy has the caption that says, if your man don't book one of these for you, he don't deserve you.
He don't deserve you. I saw that.
R-Dot, would you book one of these?
I don't deserve it.
Would I book one of these for my girl?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Why not? What's the problem?
Fuck no.
He got clothes on.
Yo, ain't no another dude could be all over my girl like that, bro. Like, that's not gonna happen. She better book that shit and I don't find out.
what if she's booking and you don't find out and then it come on the internet like that?
And become then we got some real problems.
Yo,
she, real problems.
She is like, now She's now single.
See what I'm saying? Like, we have a real problem now. Like,
Carrie,
we gotta make sure I don't find out.
Carrie, you think these massages are cool? Are they cool for a relationship? Would you want your man to book this for you as a push present?
Nope. I do not want that at all. I do not want another man all up on my body, feeling on my, just but, in my intimate spaces. I do not want that. Absolutely the fuck not.
But you,
I just think it's,
he's making you feel good about yourself.
Nope. I don't want it. I can feel good about myself with people that I like. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with the whole thing. Like, I mean, when the first position that he throws her into, his knees are up over her shoulders and his head is between her legs, extremely close. I would be like, whoa.
He close to the no-no zone?
No-no zone. Absolutely not. I don't care how hot he is. I don't care what he looks like. I don't want any of it.
Hey, if he do that not close, that on my body. If he that close and he cough, what's going to happen?
Then I mean, the guy is basically doing like clothes on Pornhub. It's like there. It's just too much.
So we can't trust him. Hollywood. what are our thoughts?
Has everyone here seen Love and Hip Hop? Like just a episode of Love and Hip Hop made it one.
Remember when movie?
No, the TV show with on VH1,
it's a reality show.
Mona Scott.
It's a scripted reality show.
So there's a season where Yandy has a personal trainer. And he's.
I just want to point out, I'm a little upset. You know their names. Like, you really watch this shit, but go ahead.
I'm going crazy. Yandy is a personal trainer that's been working her out, and her boyfriend, Mendeecees, goes to the gym to confront this guy. The guy's a taller, bigger guy, but he ends up getting his ass whipped as a personal trainer. What do you think will happen to the masseuse if he's sexually gyrating on your girl? Like, what are we talking about here?
But he got booked for it. It's an intimate massage.
That's a single woman thing. That's a dog. Like, there's no way
that is a single woman thing.
Committed to their boyfriend, you know what I'm saying, husband or whatever. Like, literally wants that for themselves. Like, they could request their husband or boyfriend, like, hey, I would like you to do this for me. But her to go and book that shit? Nah,
you better go
bro.
watch his videos and learn how to do it. All right.
Exactly. Send me the video. What you want to do? I got you.
Fuck around and break
if
a
it was
back
me, I would literally be like, I would be like, am I being punked right now? Like, I would literally expect my boyfriend or husband, whatever, to be like behind a curtain being like, fuck you, bitch, I knew you'd fall for this. Like, it feels like a setup.
But look, I'm looking at this video. This. it's the video's on replay because Facebook will keep replaying it. And it's not much massaging going on. It's a lot of stretching
going
on.
No massaging going on.
He throws her legs apart.
All right, let's not jump on the massage therapist.
Brian. He drives up with a nut on his own the whole time on your girl. Like,
yeah, and basketball shoes. Let's go with somebody who does this for a living. Brian.
Brian, you do this for a living?
That was Brian in the video. You don't know?
Special guest.
That man don't have no license, bro. If an officially licensed board, if they saw him doing that, they would take his license and they might press charges on him. You not supposed to do like 99% of that stuff that he be doing to him, bro.
I don't see,
Kira said, yeah. I seen another video of the guy. Like, he spread the girl legs and blew on her like private parts.
He literally blows on her private.
Yeah, and and I went through his page and this is for everybody. Quick rule.
That was your competition. You was checking out the competition.
No. I was no. Quick rule of thumb for especially women. If you see a dude like that and he got a massage therapy page, go through his page. If you don't see a single video with a man, that's a red flag. Two, anything that he does to a woman, he should be doing to a man. I ain't seen him blow on a single Gucci cat yet. it's only women. That man's a pervert.
Exotic islands too. Like, what the fuck? Where is who is booking this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, but also to y'all point, y'all said it though. Like this is a single woman. That's not massage. That's not massage. That's some old freak nasty stuff that they decided to put on social media. That's not massage at all. He don't even have all the stuff. Like you're supposed to have a face cradle, like your head not supposed to be on the table. Cause now your neck turned to the side. But if you came in here with neck pain, you're making it worse.
Brian, you know what? You're right. I saw him with an airplane pillow in one of the videos.
No, they make the thing to put under your legs called a bolster to help with the posture and help with the low back pain. He just threw these girls on the table. He don't even have a sheet. You don't even know if they cold. They don't even have a sheet on top.
Oh, she's very warm. Her body is very warm.
Man, yeah. Areas are warm.
All that gyrating.
Yeah. And he's on and. We not supposed to be on the table with them like that.
He on the table with her.
Yeah, he on the table with her. You're never supposed to be in between their legs. That's jail time.
He definitely got like pussy juice on his nose, like for real.
Yes.
Ain't blue on a single pair of balls yet. Nah. You gonna do that? If you gonna do it to one, you gotta do it to the other.
I, for one, would like to thank that man for not putting a video up of him blowing on somebody's balls. And might not have made the topic. Moving on. Are you allowed to cheat back when somebody is when you are financially dependent on someone you're seeing? Or not? Like, is revenge cheating a thing? It is. But are there rules to revenge cheating? Like, if your guy cheats on you, I'm not saying you have a guy, but if a guy cheats on a girl, and he's financially taking care of her, and he has more money, because there's like an unwritten rule, right? Where it's like, the more money men got, the more options they got. So all those billionaires and whatnot end up cheating, but they dumb because they have prenups and then they lose half of their money. But
right.
Is it a good idea, Robbie? Is revenge cheating a thing?
I mean, revenge cheating is a thing, but if you're the person that's making less money, like it's kind of hard to cheat on a situation where, you know, you're going to be ass out on the other side.
Like you literally know, like, ass out?
Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you cheating on this person when this person is, you know, like you got a place to stay, you got, you know what I'm saying? You're kind of dependent on this person.
You going to shit out this money.
Yeah, now what you going to do? Like what you going to do now? Now you're on these streets. Like, you got no, like, nobody's paying your rent no more. Like, I mean,
every new dick is like $20 less a week.
Right. And I'm not like, booking that intimate massage for you anymore. Carrie, you be revenge cheating?
I mean,
that sounds like a yes. What you mean?
That's definitely a yes.
I just don't. I'm just. Yo,
she ain't say no words yet.
On the whole thing. I have notes. And this one was blank for me. I don't really know.
You've never cheated on anyone before?
Have I? That's also not a no. Questions? Yes, I have.
Ooh. Statue of limitations is over. Ooh. Don't worry about it. Statue of limitations is over. You're good.
Whatever. I'll admit it.
But while we're here, tell me a story. How'd that happen? No, it happened already, so you don't got to make it up. Just tell what happened.
I just wasn't getting all my needs met, so then I was just, like, going elsewhere.
That was the most vanilla
way. Also, I was very vanilla. I'm so sorry. I also was not, I've never been in a situation where I've, like, financially depended on a man.
Mm. It's
hard for me to be, like, if I was relying on a man and he cheated, feel like, and this is just me, but if they did cheat, I feel like then just move on and find someone else who's going to, you can financially depend on. I don't really know.
Did you say move on to someone else you could financially depend on?
If that's your thing. I've never done it, so it's hard for me to have an opinion on it.
Okay.
Not great, sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
She didn't depend on the man, so she was able to like just leave him, but she don't like.
She's like,
yeah. Like,
what the fuck is financially dependent?
Depend. Like, depend on a man. On a man.
Brian, what are your thoughts? Think on I am. Revenge cheating. Does it work?
I mean, so the problem is right.
Hey, you sound like I asked you a hard question. Shit.
Nah, because I'm thinking.
It's a hard question.
Because like, okay, so. Like if you in a relationship, right? And you gave your word that you're not going to cheat, then the amount of money should not trump your word. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Especially as a man. That's a part of being a man. Your word is your bond. So if you gave your woman your bond, you should be able to stand on it.
But what if she cheated on you first? Does that invalidate your word?
No, because you should just leave her. I shouldn't cheat. I should just leave. So I'm not a cheater because I just broke up with you, and which would be relatively easy because you don't have nothing to take out the house because I pay for everything.
Bitch, take your burlap sack and get out.
Yeah. And I was also thinking about the aspect as a man, like you a dude, your lady paying for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a lot she of guys feel like, yeah,
basement.
I'm paying all the bills. I should do whatever I want. Okay. A lot of people lost their jobs through COVID.
Right.
Now let's say she didn't lose her job. She's taking care of you. Do you still feel the same way? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's my take on it.
Hollywood.
I love everybody.
Back when you were a hoe running the streets. I always gotta give the disclaimer.
It's always got to be about my past. I
don't want your wife killing me. I know her. Was revenge cheating a thing? If you are financially dependent, does that work? Or is revenge cheating dumb?
I'm gonna call Cappuccino on a board up here. The people on this beautiful panel are capping, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody says nothing to Oprah. When she step out on Stedman every week, no one say nothing to Oprah.
It's Oprah, dog.
No, I said revenge. I said that shit is a thing. Like, I mean, revenge fucking cheating is a thing.
Oh, you my man.
Everybody
my
just
man,
doesn't
my
do
bad,
it.
My bad. No cappuccino on you. My bad. No cappuccino. Nah, in all honesty, revenge cheating, like, why? I agree with Brian. Like, if the goal was not to cheat and you cheat, why am I now going to cheat back on you because you cheated on me? Regardless of how much money you got or I got, like, you cheated.
Yes.
Now, it depends on how much I love. Like, if I'm heartbroken and I love you, like, you got me crying, listening to confessions back to back 3 days, I might consider it.
That's just like the Kanye song. He was like talking about like they had to have an old relationship. Now he's driving 10,000 hours to fucking go kill this bitch. And like, look, no thing, you're mad. He mad at the dude for fucking this girl.
Listen,
when he agreed to the shit in the beginning.
And I drove 30 hours.
30, yeah, I'll say 10,000, but 30 hours. Yeah.
Well, you said 10,000 miles. That might be 30 hours. I don't know how they ever did the math.
So Fousey, how many times have you ruined relationships with your revenge sex?
Yeah.
Why do I have to keep telling you that I'm the host and I ask the questions?
The host don't answer questions?
Well, for those that follow, I've been blessed to my knowledge, I've never been cheated on. So I've never had to have reverse cheating. And I've never
been cheating on your own.
Yeah.
You just preemptive cheating. I got
you.
She
doesn't be cheating. Oh, okay.
Exhibition cheating, you know.
Okay.
You know, you score as many buckets as you can until the coach put you on the bench. Speaking of the bench, the Lakers lost. All right. Moving on. Robbie, we'll stay with you. What's your most embarrassing sex moment?
My most embarrassing sex moment?
Yes.
I'm probably gonna have to go back to high school. It was like my homeboy had these girls over to the house and he was like, yo man, like I need you to like, you know what I'm saying, take one for the team.
You got the residual box?
I'm actually the last person that you want to take for the I'm not taking one for the team. Like if she's not cute, like or like I'm not sexually attracted to her, it's not gonna work. Like I'm very visual, and like if I don't like what I see, then it's just not gonna work. So okay, we did that, and so we get in the room, lights are off, and it's just like my dick would not get hard. This is a 16, 17 year old dick. That I'm saying them shits get hard quick.
Yeah,
I just like.
You just look at it.
Exactly. And like, but like this girl was not cute. And then like, and then but the bad
thing was she just big, like, or she was just not attractive?
She was not attractive at all. And the bad thing about it is that, like, I'm one of the popular guys in high school at the time. So I'm worried about this girl telling everybody, I got a little dick, but my dick just wouldn't get on hard. So, like, I'm just like, get to school the next Monday. I'm just like, oh, shit.
You got to lie and be like, I ain't sleep with her.
Our high school is small as fuck, so I'm just like, oh man, she first of all, if she tells somebody, man, people gonna be like, damn, he fucked that ugly ass bitch. And I'd be like, well, first of all, my dick was like, I can't, you can't be right. Telling people, well, dick
you
wasn't
just caught, no like, matter well, which way you slice it.
Yeah, your man set you up something crazy. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was good. And then, like, I'm actually stalling trying to go into the room. Like, I'm just like, you know what? That's
hey, what y'all got to drink?
We got fucking, you know what I'm saying, Mike's Hard Lemonade and shit. You know what I'm saying? The good shit. You know what I'm saying? The good shit. Mad Dog 2020. You know how we do.
Oh, not the MG 2020.
Red, you know what I'm saying? We in high school. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? My homeboy used to steal the Mike Hard Lemonade from, he used to work at Bilo, and they just had some like laying around. So he steal like one or two cases, you know what I'm saying? And then have some at the house, man, you know?
And be lit. Hollywood.
Lit.
Off of Mike's Hard Lemonade. Lit. Getting drunk.
What? You got to chug it. You got to chug it. That's the only way.
You got to chug it. That's it. Get it down.
It's not a sipper drink. At all,
you gotta chuck the whole thing. Yeah,
but it was. But before I go to Hollywood, so you didn't smash or die is the moral to that story?
I did not smash.
You kissed her though.
I didn't kiss in the mouth.
What were you kissing?
Wait
a minute.
I went, she tried to kiss me, and I went to the neck, and then I went to the titties, and then it just wasn't working for me. Like she
should
have
gave her an intimate massage. See, Hollywood.
That was like 20 years ago. That was like 20 years ago. So that shit wasn't even existing around.
Hollywood, what is your most embarrassing sex moment?
Long time ago. Long.
Absolutely. Long time ago.
My first encounter with a young lady, I gave her a survey at the end to see how I did. Because I didn't want the.
Wait, you gave her like a customer service survey? Like, can you fill this out before
absolutely.
You leave?
Absolutely. Were you satisfied?
Not
I gave her a
front
survey.
Door.
I lied to you not. And I was, because I was so, it was maybe my second time. And I was just like, hey, I just want to make sure we did that right. And I didn't know, you know, you did the thing, right? You, me, yeah, we. So yeah, I gave her a customer service survey.
And she
survey.
Blasted you. That's why I was embarrassing. She blasted you?
No, she actually told me, y'all gonna think I'm capping, but she actually told me, no, I don't know what you're worried about. But yeah, I was way into my own head about the whole thing and wanted a survey to make sure. thank you for that. Thank you. But yes, I was into my own head and gave satisfaction survey.
So you
what
gave
did she rate
her
you?
Yeah, right. But she said she said it was good, but yeah, what was,
I mean,
was there
I'm
a,
sure
one, a scale
on,
of 1 to 10?
I'm sure it's on Lipstick Happy Alley faces. Somewhere. I don't know. Yeah, it's on Lipstick Alley somewhere. I'm sure you can probably.
It was one of those strippers you used to mess with. I got you. Brian.
I did used to live with one in college.
You used to live with a stripper? All right.
Yeah. My roommate.
It was a dude?
Was it a dude? Male or female?
No, it was one girl, but she and her, I guess, friend would alternate who would stay in the, because it was like a three bedroom. The owner's son had one room, I had one room, and they shared the other room. So
they did it out of your house?
Stripping?
Yeah, wasn't it my house? I just paid rent there.
So they just basically, whoever was working that weekend stayed in the room.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Rent was paid on time, though.
Oh, that rent was paid in advance. So listen,
they got kicked out.
I used to hang out down in, and Brian will know this place. Down on the Strip, which is Baltimore and Gay Street. Those are the places where the strip clubs are. And I actually met the stripper from York, Pennsylvania, and she was stripping down there. And she was cool. And she wasn't one of the ones that was like selling herself. Like, you know, because a really good friend of mine used to bartend at the 4 o'clock club. So I would be in there like every day getting free drinks, but I would play shy. Like, because the strippers would always come sit by me and I act like I was shy. Meanwhile, you know, I was
free drinks. This guy was trying to sell us on free drinks.
I was getting the free drinks. I mean, my man, he was bored, so he was like, "Yo, come check me at the club." And I'll be down there every night. You know, I used to drink those Buddy Coronas back in the day. The strippers thought I was. First of all, he was like, "Yeah, that's my little brother." And the strippers just thought I was like the shyest thing ever. Meanwhile, on campus, I'm a man while I walk through. But they didn't notice. Anyway, I met the shorty, and she was like, "Hey, can I come home with you?" And I was like, "I guess." She ended up being real cool. Like, she would come over and like and count her money from the night that she like whatever she made from stripping, and she would like shower at my crib and then, you know, like ride out in the morning, whatever. Because, I mean, I guess when you're drinking, York to Baltimore is not a close ride. I think it's like an hour and some change or something like that. But so I understand what you're saying, Hollywood. What I'm saying, like, she's a good friend of mine. She, you know,
I bet she did ride out. I bet she did.
Yeah. Hey, they was jealous of me when I went. Brian, what is your most embarrassing sex moment? Myrtle Beach. No, go ahead.
Hey, good, man.
Shut up. It's Memorial Day weekend. Myrtle Beach got plenty of stories.
Oh, yeah, hey, it's Foozy weekend. Every weekend I do that for my birthday. Go ahead, Brian.
Dang, I never told this story before. All right, here we go, right? Boom.
Fake Mad exclusive.
So I'm on a trip, school trip, senior class trip. You know, everybody's an adult. Everybody just crossed 18.
This is high school.
Yeah, it's high school.
Okay.
Talking to a young lady. We wasn't talking to each other. We just liked each other. So I had the roommate I had on the trip. He didn't even want. He's one of the corny dudes, right? But I'm trying to encourage him. He wasn't gonna come on the trip. I'm like, man, come on the trip, dog. Like, don't like this your senior year. So I hyped the
man. Where did y'all go for the trip?
We was in Orlando.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So me and her, we about to, you know, try and do what we do. He don't want to get out the room. I'm like, man, I didn't set myself up now. He flat out, and we just looking at him like, yo, can you, like, he not catching none of that hint.
Read the room.
Yeah, then I'm finally like,
hey, what are you guys doing?
Out. So he sit up like, oh, my bad. I'm putting my shoes on. It take him another 20 minutes to put his shoes on. Yeah. So
they'll never tie his shoe, but now he want to tie his shoes.
So I grab her. I'm like, all right, man, come on, let's go. We could do it in the stairwell. Problem is, we at a motel, so we out. She's like, boy, we outside. I'm like, man. I say, no, hey, Foozy, no bull. I say, man, we outside. Ain't nobody gonna see us. Another room open. Hey, Brian. I said, all right, they might see us. Okay. So we go back to the room. He finally leave. Whole time. This take about an hour, hour and a half. I've been at attention this whole time. So
he was hot and heavy.
Yeah. So by the time I get to it, he's like, "Hey man, I'm just tired, honestly." So I get in, I get a few strokes, and then, you know, it's splish splash. But happened was my friends was caught wind of it, so they banging on the door like, "Hey, what y'all doing?" So I was I never told her that, you know, I split play. I was like, "Oh man, yeah, they acted crazy."
You held your orgasm in?
Oh no, I let it go. I just didn't tell her because they was banging on the door. So I got mine and just played it off like, yeah, man, you know, we can't eat. It's just not our night.
Somebody on the door.
Try again tomorrow.
They ain't gonna never stop. We got, you might as well go ahead and stop now. All kind of excuses.
Yeah. You might as well do this later.
My God. Yeah, the teacher's about to start coming out the room because they loud. Yeah, let's go ahead. Whole time.
We about to get in trouble. Come on, let's go ahead and stop.
Right.
We're not trouble. Trying to suspend it. We see you.
Low key mini man up there.
Oh,
hey. That
is hilarious.
All right, Kara, what is your most embarrassing sex moment? Feel free to say names.
So actually, I Weirdly enough, the first one that comes to mind was also when I was a teenager. And it wasn't so much the sex itself, but so the story is, every year growing up, we always used to do like...
drugs?
Nope. Worse. Like white people celebrating Christmas in tropical places. So we were always in like Mexico and St. Thomas, whatever. One year we did...
Sound like rich people to me.
It was very bougie white people.
Your family not going to Mexico this year? Damn, your daddy lost his job. I'm sorry, go ahead. So you're
going, no,
hey, was
no.
this a family member you're going with? I'm sorry, go ahead, tell your story.
It was, okay, so it was my whole family. My grandparents, my mom, my sister, who's not the child, not the one for Jason, and my stepdad. So we all went to Grand Cayman. It was like this really, really fucking really cool all-inclusive resort. And it was like very much.
I just
want
to say, I hope that at some point there's going to be a person that you're not related to that comes in this story. But go ahead.
Absolutely not. Oh, no. None of this has to do with it. Okay, so just listen. So we went to this resort and my sister and I are really close in age. We ended up meeting this really cool group of kids that were all around our age, who had all come to this resort every year for Christmas growing up. So they were already friends right around our age. It was very much like my parents, my family, everyone just wanted to drink and have fun. They didn't necessarily want us around. We weren't old enough to drink in the United States, but we could drink there. So we must have been 18 or 19 at the time. So we would go and like spend the day on the beach with these kids. They freaking knew the islanders, all the regulars that would sell them weed. So we're like smoking and just like drinking on the beach, having a blast, really just fucking thinking we're cool shit. So Christmas Day, one of the kids, his parents always had got him like one of the really, really nice fucking two-story rooms. So Christmas Day, they're like, everyone goes, you have dinner with your family.
So the two-story room?
It was like one of those, like, it was like a, it was essentially an apartment that he had all to himself.
Yeah, apartment with a loft type. Oh,
okay. Yes.
Money. Right. So, okay, got it.
Money.
Presidential suite shit.
Presidential suite, and they had it jacked up with all the alcohol that you could dream of. So all day we were like, I got, literally, it was one of the best Christmases of my entire life. Like, I remember smoking a blunt on the beach, just like staring out into the ocean, being like, I will never experience this bliss again in my entire life.
So went to dinner
with, yep. So long story short, we got wasted. I ended up sleeping with one of the guys. Fine. I wake up the next morning and he's like, fuck, that was so crazy, right? I'm in his room. And at this point, I'm all blurry. I don't remember. I barely remember the end of the night. And we kind of like start morning hooking up. Fine.
Got some all morning sex
sudden,
in?
Nope. Because all of a sudden, my mom and stepdad are banging on his window. Kira, get your fucking ass out here now. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I never went home last night. And I'm like, I'm freaking 18, 19 years old. Like, I should have gone home, but I didn't. And we're both like, oh, shit. I gotta go. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where the fuck are my clothes? He looks at me dead ass in the face and goes, well, I threw him out in the ocean last night while we were fucking on the beach. And I was like, you fucking what? Oh, I am talking underwear, shorts, bra, shirt, strewn out into
so
the
you,
ocean.
You
of
went
Grand
to the house
in.
And said, first of all, y'all smashed on the beach, then you smashed in the room, and
yep,
you started to smash
means,
in the morning. But
yep, which means that we smashed
how did
on
you
the beach.
Get out of this?
Naked ass. He gave me a pair of his basketball shorts and t-shirt, and I had to do a walk of shame across the resort following my mom and stepdad, while they muttered, like, you will never go on a family vacation ever again. And it was 3 years until I was invited back on a family vacation. So that was definitely like,
I got
yep,
a question.
Yeah.
Do you still have those basketball shorts?
Nope. My mom probably made me burn them. Like that was the worst. That was the craziest one. And especially the fact that I was like 19 years old. So then I like had to go home, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, how was your trip?" And I was like, "It was really great until the day after Christmas." And then it was like my whole, like, yeah, my whole family
Christmas?
was. It was a great Christmas, but like for the rest
what
of the
Santa
time,
get
like,
you for Christmas?
like my family didn't, no one wanted to make eye contact with me. I like essentially had to just constantly order like the smallest side on the menu that I could while I just like sadly ate it. Like it was awful, but made for a really, really fucking good story. And like now my family can laugh about it. Like, oh, remember when Kira wasn't invited on family vacation?
They're not laughing with you. They're laughing at you.
Because it's one thing that you did it, but the fact that you came out the room in his clothes, because your clothes are just scattered.
Like, it's so obvious. Like, it's too obvious. Like, yeah. You know, it's one thing.
Like, I didn't like, do anything.
You can say, like, I got drunk and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
like,
and I fell asleep.
Like, you have no clothes.
You did.
They knew.
We switched clothes.
They knew.
He was a cross-dresser.
Yep, they knew.
That's probably how that went. Are we gonna let her skate with this? Y'all asking all the ice skate on the ice questions. What we really want to know,
break the ice.
We really want to know is, did your parents see you in his clothes, but naked, or were you dressed at the time they were banging on the window?
She was
naked. The curtains were closed, thank God.
Okay.
But all right. and in all fairness, my sister did have to rat me out. She knew which room I was in, and she said, Kira, for 2 hours I was making up excuses for you. And then finally my family was like, I am not an outdoors nature-y kind of gal. They were like, there's no way Kira's fucking taking a 2-hour walk on the beach by herself. And my sister was like,
So you know what happened here?
You know
what happened here is that if dude would have had a wingman that wasn't like RDOT, then you wouldn't have got in trouble because your sister would have been good too. But he probably had somebody like Robbie who was like, I can't do it. So
no, you said the bad thing about it. The bad thing about it, I made the wingman come to.
Yo, he said he kicked her out.
No, I was still having a conversation with the girl, you know what I'm saying? She was trying to rush in the room. I was keeping the conversation. Huh? I was trying to make sure my dude was good.
See, but you know what?
I just knew you I didn't
right.
want to fuck her.
You're right, RDOT, because you do not have to tackle a person to make a good block. All right, you just got to stand in the way.
Just bars.
That's a bar.
Stand here, bro.
All the time. Running back, you just got to stand in front of that motherfucker and just prevent them from going back there. And you good.
So, what's your favorite color? What you like to do on weekends? All right, let's move on.
You sure you don't want nothing else to drink? You sure you don't want nothing else to drink? You know?
Yo, they got soda and water in MV 2020. All right, moving on. Oh, let me tell y'all mine, because mine's is kind of funny.
I
will answer this one. I was a young man going to Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. Go Bears. I used to hang
out the Morgan State
in this part of town called Townsend, which was right outside of Baltimore. It's in Baltimore County. They have a whole university, Townsend Tigers. But I used to hang out at Townsend a lot. Brian can co-sign for me on that. And I kept running into this girl. I won't say her name, mainly because she's now married to a guy who was a friend of mine in college, which is crazy. But anyway, they weren't touching each other at the time. They didn't know. No, it's not, because they got married way after I was in South Carolina. I don't even know if she ever told him that me and her.
Of course. Of course they did.
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
I didn't get invited to the wedding, so she probably did tell him. I was like, damn, I thought I was cool with both parties. But anyway, me and this girl, we kept seeing each other.
Was going to.
Oh, then I was going to Dwayne Wayne at the wedding.
Right.
Whitney? No. Anyway, so this girl, me and her, we started building like that sexual tension. We see each other. We started hanging out. I can't get into too much details about where we're hanging out, because then people would know that listen to us. But regardless of the fact, we ended up somehow. I ended up at her house after work. I used to work out there. I was working for Verizon in Circuit City, and she lived close to there. So.
Ooh, you know,
flashback,
Circuit City,
yeah.
Nigga.
She,
I got the second nigga. Damn,
third, but no. So anyway, she told me to come over one day. I came over one day. I brought my man that I work with. I said, yo, let's go take a ride, get some drinks. Because in my mind, I was like, all right, ain't nothing going to happen. You know, like, and also I was talking to someone else at the time. I didn't have a girlfriend. I was talking to someone else. I was trying to block myself. Anyway, we went over there. He was like, all right, I'm about to get out of here. So I'm going to drop him off. As he's walking to the car, she grabs me. We start making out all crazy. She's like, "You coming back, right?" I was like, "Fuck." So like, so absolutely, I'll be back. Like, you get warm. Anyway, I get back. We get hot and heavy. All of a sudden, you know, go hard in the paint. Hard in the paint. Get, you know, get done. Stand up, and I'm like, "Yo, where'd that condom go?" The condom was inside of her. And when I came out, the condom decided it didn't like the accommodations and they wanted to stay. And I was so, I literally was like, yo, this has never happened before. And she said, this has never happened before. Like, I'm like, damn, girl, you tight.
Holy fuck.
But that's so what now, do you do? So now I'm digging, trying to get the
condom. You gotta fish it out. Yeah.
No.
I'm saying, you're not supposed to be enjoying this, lady. Most embarrassing sex.
All right. So. I don't know how that's embarrassing. I mean.
Yeah, that's not embarrassing. Like, that's more of a flex story. The condom
came off and went in her. Yeah. It stayed in there.
I mean, it happened. Like, I never had it happen, but I know it. That's a normal occurrence. But
I guess the first being time in it that happened, moment and is she very, was a like, bad, like, she was a bad Joan. Like, everybody wanted her. Everybody couldn't get her. So it was like, I think my reputation and pride came in a little bit. I was like, and. To be fair, me and her had plenty of occurrences after that. In fact, I think she got mad at me when I got a girlfriend. I had moved. So up until I moved, I had when I got back, she was like, come hang out with me. And I didn't because I had a girl. And I think that kind of, maybe that's why I get invited to the wedding.
I'm going to tell you.
I was going to say, then she went and got wiped up.
I'm going to tell you, refer to the chat one more time because you getting on my nerve.
What?
No, it's the same comment. It's the same comment. You're getting on my nerve.
See, this is why I don't answer questions. Moving on. Speaking of embarrassing, why do so many men send unsolicited dick pics?
Oh.
Guys, let me tell you something, gentlemen.
Mm-mm.
Sending unsolicited dick pics and video pics without them knowing is never good for you. I've told you before, you're going to end up in the group chat. That's where you're gonna end up. Kara, what are your thoughts on this? You have instances of guys sending you unsolicited dick pics or beating off pics. Why are you beating off in a video for a girl? And secondly, I saw a girl on Twitter that said she'll charge you $5 for a dick rating. And then I was like, is this a thing? And apparently it's a big thing with the OnlyFans crowd. Shout out to OnlyFans ladies, I'm auditioning y'all. But I'm not paying you $5 to judge my dick. I'm sorry, Kara. You were saying?
No. So as someone who has recently just thrown themselves back into the Charleston dating scene, which I would never, ever, ever tell a woman to do at this point.
The dating pool never... got fentanyl in it.
Worse. I think it's like fentanyl. It's the bad fentanyl that kills people. Like, it is literally, I actually counted before this conversation, 15 people have asked if they could eat my ass in the past 72 hours, and I have not met one of them.
Wait.
Not unsolicited.
Wait. Where are they asking you this question?
Across the board. Across
so
the
just
board.
On Facebook and on the,
on
meat
the
markets,
dating sites. The I'm telling markets. You, I could meet markets, dating sites, Facebook, Instagram DMs, Snapchats, like essentially everything except fucking oh my God,
former,
LinkedIn.
Former Zony.
Like I really think that LinkedIn is my only safe space right now.
Nah, I hear they be hitting them up in there too.
It's thank God, not yet.
So, is somebody asking you to eat your ass like the new? What's your favorite color?
I have no idea. So that is the whole conversation. Like our whole thing is like back and forth. Like, oh, what do you do? All the dumb stuff, and then literally, it's just all of a sudden they're like, I want to fucking eat your ass, or like, can I eat your ass? And I'm like, what?
Do they send you a dick pic after that?
So then, yeah. And then I'm like, no, thank you. And they're like, let me change your mind. Ooh! And I'm like, well, that didn't. If you're, and I can guarantee exactly like you said, if you're sending me a dick pic or a video of any sort, you can bet your bottom dollar I am putting that in every single group chat with my girls at work, with my girls at home, with my besties. I was like,
thank God, don't put it in the kickball group chat. I don't want to see that shit.
Nope, I would never, I wouldn't. Probably, I mean, because there are some of them in the group chat, they would know that was their video.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say some names.
Drop one of Clues Bombs right now.
let me ask a question. Are you asking the girls, have you ever seen this penis before?
No. Nope.
That'd be a fun game to play with the girls.
And now we can do it.
Be fun. I mean, I have spoken with some of the girls, but not after a dick pic. It's been mostly like, so it was subpar, right?
So you ain't getting no, I'm a borrow Hollywood slingo. You ain't getting no hammer pick that made you say, I want a hammer dance.
None. Listen. There has never been a photo that I literally look at and I'm like, come over to my place right now.
Well, ladies, I'll tell you, y'all can send us booby pics every Tuesday and we will appreciate it.
Titty Tuesdays.
Every Titty Tuesday.
Titty Tuesdays.
Matter of fact, some of y'all late. Go ahead and send that.
Support Titty Tuesdays.
Titty Tuesday.
All right, Ardell, what the fuck is wrong with people sending these pics? Let me tell you some stats first. Of men.
Wait, you have stats survey. On hammer pics?
I did stats on guys who send them.
100% of women don't want them.
And when she counted, I took the stats. No, Men's Health did a survey, and they were trying to figure out who these guys were. First, and perhaps not surprisingly, men who send unsolicited dick pics tend to be younger. They were less likely to be married and more likely to be in casual relationships. The problem is most of these guys think that if they match with a girl on the meat market, they are in a relationship. Second, the photo senders tended to be more narcissistic. In other words, they tend to have an inflated sense of self-worth and an excessive need to be admired by others. Third, guys who sent these photos scored higher in both hostile and benevolent sexism. Hostile sexism refers to holding negative attitudes towards women, those top G idiots. Whereas benevolent sexism refers to the belief that women should be put on a pedestal. R-Dot, what the fuck is wrong with our people? Or not our people, our gender.
I don't know. I think part of that survey will probably say that, especially with what you just said, will probably say that probably like 95% of the people that are sending these unsolicited dick pictures are like white men.
You said white men?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's just like, I mean, what you just said, like those people that are entitled to certain things and feel as if like the girl should blah, blah, blah. Like, that's like, I mean, I don't know. I've never sent a dick before. I've been asked for it. I've never done it. I'm like, you've seen it. You felt it. Like, why do I need to be sending dick pics? Like, I'm not going to send you that shit. Just
so they can show it to the group chat. The whole group chat saw your shit.
Nah,
if I had a dollar. Oops, I'm so sorry. You go.
Yeah, if you had a dollar.
Go ahead.
You'd be charging people to rate dick pics?
It's definitely 100% white men. 1,000% white men. Also, sometimes the couples like do work out.
Pool. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Oh, my God. If I had a dollar for all of my friends who ended up getting married and the guy that they got married to, I'm literally like, so are we going to talk about the dick pic like when I'm doing the speech at your wedding? Because at one point he sent her a photo given they had history or whatever. But it was never like, another girls were like, oh, fuck yeah, I get it. Everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with that dude? Like every single girl in the group chat.
Well, wait, she married
sometimes they
married
do.
Him. So at the bachelorette party, y'all gonna bring up, so is his dick still small or?
Well, because at that point you're just trying to be like, I'm so happy for you, but then like behind their back we're like, so you remember how pathetic that was, right? She settled.
she loves him. She loves him.
She loves him. He must have such a good personality.
Hey, that man might be good in bed. You never know.
That's true. Sorry.
So yeah, what is it? Not the size of the boat, but the motion of the ocean.
Motion of the ocean. Yeah.
So I heard people say that. I never had to use that. So they say the most commonly reported motivation was that they were hoping to receive a photo in return. 44% of the men said that. Followed by they wanted to find a sexual romantic partner. 33%. In other words, most senders seem to hope that the recipient would be turned on and willing to reciprocate or perhaps to go on a date. Brian, are you part of the 44 or the 33?
Ladies, let me see. This is what y'all supposed to do, right? Especially if the guy is in a relationship. Y'all supposed to hold these pictures for ransom, right? Sir, I will tell your lady. Whoa,
if you don't pay my light bill, I will destroy your family.
Brian, you know.
It's to be sold, not to be told, bro. What you doing?
That's it's one how you part get to be to real, stop. And you trying to be a comedian, but
what's wrong with you?
Now, if he's single, you can't do nothing. If he's single, you can't do nothing about it because you posted online. He can sue you for that.
You can fuck up his reputation though. Especially
guys. I mean, but it ain't worth the court date. But he got to let you send that. You send that conversation to his lady, sir. My lights.
I see it done all the time. There's a friend of mine on Facebook. I think she's an OnlyFans. Shout out to her, she's a cool person. But she's been, her new favorite thing is sending her any weird requests from husbands or boyfriends.
I'm like, telling.
Because she warned her. She said, hey, y'all better stop sending me these freak messages, these creepy, perverted messages, dick pics and all. Now she just go on your profile and fucking find your wife and say, get your husband. Fellas,
I like that.
Women, do not listen to Brian. Bill.
I don't know what he's doing over there, but don't listen to
low
him.
Low price of my phone bill, I will keep my mouth shut. So how
put
you
the low price low of my price phone bill?
How you want to do this, big dog?
You can add me to your fucking your account or what?
Yo,
what
family, yeah. Yeah.
You got to pay to play now, baby.
Just add me to your family plan, baby.
Hollywood, do you have any thoughts on this? They say a lot of these men are doing it because they want to assert dominance or control over someone. Some of them do it because they dislike women and they feel like they're not on the same level with them. And some of them do it for their own gratification without regard for others' feelings. What are your thoughts on that?
I think during Brian's last segment, you should just do a talk over that says the thoughts and views expressed during this portion only reflect this one.
He sold out the culture.
That's how they take their power back with the ransom. Hey, my brother, do you want to live in the same house as your kids? Pay this gas bill.
True, man. What pay my gas?
Yeah. I honestly never understood why you would fire off a hammer pick if you didn't get anything that said, hey, this is a welcoming thing. If she didn't send you anything, why are you just firing off hammer picks just to be like, I want to see what she's going to say? No, that's how you get caught up. And that's how you get help
around.
That's
how you get caught up.
Yeah, that's how they take Brian's advice.
I'm not sending a goddamn thing until you send me something.
Right. And I want everything. I want you in the picture, write down a date and have today's newspaper with you. I want the exclusive. Don't be sending me a pic you sent other guys. Write my name on one of them.
I feel like Brian gave the females advice, so now I gotta give the guys advice.
Right.
If you don't put your face in the picture, no face, no case. Send them hammer pics to all the women you want.
As long as your face ain't in a pic.
But if they screenshot the inbox, they got you. So
Right.
There's too many tools outside, so I hear, for you to get unsolicited.
Too many tools outside.
I got screenshots.
I've had a bunch of girls saying, that's why you use Snapchat.
You can see it.
They can see it when you snap it. Listen.
Also, yeah. let me say something. I don't know if y'all noticed. You can create a album on your iPhone called Hidden. Mm. And you have to use your face ID in order to get into this album. So all of those naked pics and things that you have on your phone, you can put it in this hidden album. And,
so you're saying when I be like, let me see
nobody can access that shit.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
First off, Hollywood works for Apple. So he knows the tricks behind it. But you telling me all I have to do is pick
up. Everybody don't know that shit.
All I do is pick up Kara's phone and be like, hey, let me see something real quick. And I've been like, look at me and she look at me. Boom, unlock. I'm just saying.
Bam. Photos hidden. That's all I'm
that
saying.
That album is, I do not have that album.
You can lie to the world.
Not all heroes.
I promise. I swear to the high heavens, I do not. I do have a funny little addition to, because this just happened to me the other night. There was a guy who asked to add me on Snapchat, and I told him straight up.
Don't do
there
it.
Are too, there are don't too many it. Right now to name it, don't honestly. Do it. It's some don't generic it. Name.
There's too many. Oof. I'm sorry.
It's bad. So he
everybody's
asked
trying to
Snapchat,
get in Kara's box. Sorry.
No. It's
she be in the meat
no.
markets.
No. So he asked me for my Snapchat. I said, listen, straight up, my Snapchat is I do not do the naughty. I don't do any of that. Literally, my Snapchat is just me being a hot mess all fucking day long. All day long.
I've been in a few of your Snapchats.
Oh, yeah, but like we've been drunk. I was freaking yelling about George Clooney and the nasty things that I would do to him in the bar. Like it's a hot mess express. So he literally sends me a video immediately upon adding of him with porn projected up on his wall. And he's just like,
he got money.
I was about to say that. You got money. You got a projector.
And he just sent you a video of him wanking.
He's
a wanker, a bloody wanker.
Just him wanking. And I didn't respond. Oh, I closed it immediately. Nothing. The next morning.
Pornhub projector.
Wow. The next morning, he messages me on Snapchat. And I see the name come up and I'm like, he's going to apologize or like.
You know,
maybe.
Damn well he wasn't apologizing.
He didn't
do nothing wrong in his eyes.
He said, that was so hot. You did that to me. I said, pardon me. Your little wall diddle had nothing to do with me. And I just want to say that. And then
not
I blocked
wall
him.
Diddle.
The wall, huh? The projected wall diddle. I was like, nope, that didn't do anything for me. And in fact, I don't ever want to talk to you again. Thank you.
You got
him
popping with the projector. Anyway,
hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy, is this the young lady that was in the video when you said, I'm recording?
Yeah, when I was sitting at the bar trying to do my little bar tap, and then my face turned crazy. Yeah, because she talking about some crazy shit, like, I would do nasty things to him. And I'm like, what? I'm recording?
Okay, I didn't know that he was recording. It was a commercial for George Clooney's tequila, and I literally said, I would do disgusting things to that man. And he looks at me.
I heard you.
Oh, okay. it was very, very funny. His reaction was the funniest, but like definitely having that moment recorded on video. And then the worst part was you thought that I was talking about some guy in the bar. And I was like,
walked in a bar. I was like, go get it.
No, and I was like, no.
Kara, what are you fake mad about?
Unsolicited dick pics. Not fake mad. That actually makes me really mad. Come back to me, because I don't know what I'm fake mad about.
That doesn't make you horny, baby. He had the projector.
Unfortunately, doesn't do it for me.
He had a gender.
I literally, like, my brain went to all of the nice things that he had in his room, and all I was thinking was, I was like, I hate this. Like,
you
saw
a bunch of white stuff on his camera. Anyway. Hollywood, what are you fake mad about this week?
His fucking mirror is all fucking stained. Yeah, like,
why is it foggy in there? Hollywood, you are on mute if you're talking.
I was waiting for y'all, man. Come on, I don't know how to interrupt the flow. I've been on a couple of these before.
What are you fake mad about this week? You're happy that the Lakers lost.
And you almost see? You keep trying to drag that Hollywood rule out of me. I see what you're doing. I am fake mad that, listen, if you're looking to buy a house, don't.
Don't do it.
It'll be on the market on Friday. They want highest and best offer Saturday. Someone outbid him by placing $100,000 over asking on a house that he was looking for. $100,000.
He must got projectors in his crib.
He definitely got projectors.
He got the projector porn.
But yo, let me tell you. But let me tell you, what he talk about is real. Let me tell you, like I got a townhouse in West Ashley, and when I bought it,
I live in West
Ashley. It was valued at like $220. That shit right now on the market, if I wanted to sell it, is $330.
It's a quick come up. The problem is if you sell it, you gotta find somewhere else.
If I sell it, exactly. I'm fucked. Like I don't have nowhere to go. So like I can't.
Yeah, I got all this money and no place to stay.
I'm not gonna sell it because like also they're building a Sphinx right across the street from me. They also have some apartment buildings. I'm like right beside my National High School.
Ladies, when you wanna stalk him, you know the area to go to. Look for the Sphinx. Look for the Sphinx. Right. What do you think mad about this week besides a massage therapist fucking up your reputation?
Funny enough, I'm going to a massage therapist conference next week, and they tell me.
Yo, what if you see money in the video? You gonna step to him? You got smoke?
Yo, what if he's a panelist? What if he's a panelist?
I highly doubt telling you
how to make more money.
Yeah. I highly doubt.
Erotic massage is a new wave.
But they talking about we gotta wear business casuals. Like, man, I wear Jordans or full on or like full dress shoes. I don't have business casual anything. So y'all gonna get these J's and these polos and y'all gonna shut up.
Is that why you're feeling that?
I feel like that's business casual now. Like as a DJ, like I can go to a wedding with a, you know what I'm saying, a fucking shirt and tie with some nice flex and some Jordans. Like I feel like
And I think part of it is my industry. We so relaxed. Like we don't. We don't even have shoes on half the time. Now I gotta wear business casual.
We know you relaxed. We saw the video of homie early.
Nah, he was up. That man was ready. He wasn't relaxed at all.
Is that what you think at the conference?
No, just that I gotta wear business casual. The fact that they told me I gotta wear business casual, I'm gonna still wear what I want because you're not gonna send me home.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago. What you gonna do? Send me home? You're not gonna send me home.
They're not even letting you in the door. DJ R. Dot, what do you think mad about today? This week.
I feel like there are two things, but I'm gonna go with I'm fake mad about like people that are like. I feel like people that mourn celebrities more than they mourn people in their family. It's like, it's okay to like, okay, Tina Turner died today. All right, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. She had, you know what I'm saying? She did great things. Yeah. But we don't know Tina Turner. Like, why the fuck? Oh my God, Tina died.
Sir, look, sir. Gone too soon and she's 83. But let me interject, sir. Tina Turner gave us the classic line from What's Love Got to Do With It? Eat the Cake, anime. Cousin, okay. Whoever ain't do that, they ain't give me proud okay, Mary. I'm just...
I get that, but also I don't know Tina Turner, like, so I can't mourn like I'm a part of her family. Like, I don't know Tina Turner, I don't know her personally. There's like this fake love that's what the fuck I'm mad about. This fake love for people that we don't know.
Right,
she's not taking your face into heaven or anything.
Like... You don't even love the people that you are around that much.
Right,
the
fake love is rampant, especially in this city. R. Dot, the fake love is very rampant.
But fake love is rampant.
Trust me, I know. People come up to me all the time. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Like, yeah.
I hate people that come up to me like Fuse. I'm like, yeah, you follow me on
fucking
Facebook.
Fuse.
Ow.
you must be a Facebook person. It's all good.
Immediate
oh,
fuse.
You know, I'm not fake mad about it, but I just want to bring this up. I've been doing that whole You Can't Park There series.
Wow.
One, now a bunch of people are sending me a bunch of videos. That's cool. I like it. Now they tag me. It's like, it's cool. I laugh at it. But one girl actually unfollowed me because apparently she had a trauma where someone in her family died of a car crash and then she tried to go off on me. And I was like, wait a minute. Your trauma is not my trauma. You can't put your trauma on someone else and expect them to react the way you react. I'm sorry you had that experience, but keep fucking scrolling.
Was it that person's family video or like
absolutely not. All of the videos and pictures that I post, no one gets hurt. I literally, for the most part, like I make they're funny pictures. They're not somewhere where someone died. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
You know, I have a heart. Is that everybody fake mad? Yeah, I got everybody's fake mad. So mine is. I saw this on the internet.
What the fuck you fake mad about, bro?
What you fake mad about, bro?
That TLC, T-Boss, rest in peace, Left Eye, and Chili, who I used to love, they really shame dudes about carpooling, and then they file for bankruptcy. So who's bro. Really scrub?
They had to split 26. Damn,
that was a good one. Fuck.
The three of us split 20 cents, but we broke. Okay. You can't read, sis. How about that?
No, I
can't
ride one. I don't want your number. No.
Right. You want this dick pic? No. Anyway.
You want this dick pic?
I'm going to sign off.
That's fucking hilarious.
Daria, thank you. Hollywood, you know what it is. Brian, you be knowing. Art Dot, my brother, thank you for being on the Fake Mad Mafia. This is the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. God bless and good night. Back to PC the Turner, even though Robbie don't like you.
No, I love you, brother. I love you, brother.